Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Elliott Maddux. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozeli. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Burris. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Easler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rodin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rick Rodin. And now, play ball. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is called out on strikes. One out. Elliott Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozeli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozeli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Stargell moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is walked intentionally. Rick Rodon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodon hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Burris for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreno hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Mazzilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lacey. Washington reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Washington moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacey. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. Lacey steals second. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Roden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roden is 0-for-1 in the game. Roden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreno hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mazzilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazzilli moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson bunts towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazzilli moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Youngblood is walked intentionally. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-2 in the game. Trevino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazzilli scores. Washington scores. Youngblood moves to third. Trevino moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The slide. Ott applies the tag. Youngblood is out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn is walked intentionally. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy strikes out. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares strikes out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing third base. John Milner pinch hits for Rick Rodin. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Ott and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from Ott and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trevino strikes out. 2 outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flynn is walked intentionally. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Claudel Washington now playing left field. Lee Mozzilli now playing center field. Joel Youngblood now play. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Neil Allen now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to second. 2 outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.